Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you.
Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive after news at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
In honor of the Academy Awards, we're playing for you some of the best songs. This one from 1982, An Officer and a Gentleman, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren's Up Where We Belong.
Legendary.
Brings a tear to my eye. Barry Trammell joins us from the Daily Oklahoman. He's been the sports columnist there for longer than he probably cares to remember. Barry, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Always good to hear from an officer and a gentleman.
There you go. You can't, and you're only going to hear that on this show, by the way.
Probably so.
So the Thunder, who we thought maybe were left for dead after the goings-on of the last offseason with Russell Westbrook departing, Chris Paul coming in, here they are at 32-22 in the seventh spot right now in the West, but with a chance to move up. They're having a much better season than I anticipated. I don't know about you, but why is that?
Well, a couple things. What they got back in those trades, yeah, they lost two superstars, but they got back one superstar and two really good players, which is probably not a trade. That's not a trade you make to win an NBA title, but it can be a trade that makes you as good as you were. And when you put Chris Paul on a team, Chris Paul is not in the habit of losing games. And then you add in Danilo Gallinari and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you got yourself a basketball team. Now, the Thunder's had some luck. This is a year in which the two Western Conference finalists have both been ravaged by injury, Portland and Golden State. This is a year when the San Antonio Spurs finally collapsed. Nobody, you know, they've been great for 20 years. It's finally come to roost on them. So some things happened that boosted the Thunder up the food chain, but they don't have a bad roster. When you put Dennis Schroeder with those three guys I mentioned and then Steven Adams, you got five really good players. Now, to go deep in the playoffs, you need seven or eight really good players, so they're not going to last long in the postseason. But they got them a nice team this season.
So the Thunder, they were probably a top four seed or so with Westbrook and George, but they made those trades to kind of get unstuck and to reset. But here they are now back in the playoffs probably. So how do they continue that reset without getting stuck again? I know they've got a lot of draft picks, but there are no guarantees. So is it better? Is it good for them to be the seventh seed as opposed to the 12th best team in the league and maybe getting a high pick of their own?
Well, I think it's always good to not tank. Now, they might still tank. They might still, you know, Chris Paul's 34. Gallinari's about to be a free agent. Dennis Schroeder is going to be a free agent in the summer of 21. So is Steven Adams. So we don't have any idea what the future looks like. This is not a bunch of 22-year-olds that's going to grow together. But this season does show that, hey, all kinds of things are possible. Sam Presti didn't want to make these trades. The trades were sort of thrust upon him. Paul George called and said, I'd really like you to trade me to the Clippers. And Presti came up with that trade that got him Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Gallinari, and five first-round draft picks. However, if Presti had just been laying in bed one night and thought it up and thought, I wonder if the Clippers would give me SGA, Gallinari, and five first-round draft picks for Paul George, he might have instigated the trade himself. And here's the truth. From this point going forward, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has more great basketball in his future than does Paul George. So yeah, just trading those two for each other wouldn't be an awful trade. And yet, you also got a year of Gallinari and who knows what else, plus 5 first-round draft picks. So winter was coming for the Thunder. Westbrook was getting older, had that unbelievably monstrous contract. George had the 2 years left on his contract, one with an option. So winter was coming, and Presti sort of hit the reset button on the rebuild a little early, but got a lot of cachet to work with. So it, as bad of a day as it seemed in July when they had to trade these guys, and then, of course, a week later, Westbrook, it turned out to be pretty advantageous for the Thunder future.
I would agree with that. Barry Trammell, our guest, sports columnist for the Daily Oklahoman. Let's go over to football because we haven't visited with you since the college football playoff. I think visions of LSU are still dancing through the heads of the Sooners a little bit. They got to the playoff.
Wait, just that. Me. Okay. I just watched it. LSU just scored another touchdown on the Sooners.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I looked it up today. LSU had the ball 11 times that day, not counting running out the clock in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Amazing.
9 touchdowns and missed a 48-yard field goal.
See what I mean? So, it's been more than a month, and it's still on our minds. But anyway, the Sooners made it to the college football playoff, but they were unceremoniously dumped from the college football playoff. So how much work needs to be done for them to be on the level of an LSU or a Clemson or an Alabama?
Well, they just got to get a lot more good defensive players. That's really what the difference is. You know, they're all world on offense. We've seen that in the last 3 playoffs. They're great on offense, but their defense is lacking. They don't have the defensive players that Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State have. So if they can get that upgraded, then they're going to be right there. But it takes time. You got to recruit great players, but you also have to develop them. The Sooners have not been doing much of either one. Kenneth Murray, the middle linebacker, is perhaps a first-round draft pick. If he is, he'll be the first linebacker to go in the first round of the NFL draft since the 80s for Oklahoma. So, you know, they got to go get first-round draft picks playing for their defense. That's how you beat Alabama. That's how you beat LSU. So until they do that, you know, they're probably going to be a semifinal loser on a regular basis.
So sort of on topic of OU football, you have Bob Stoops coaching in the XFL for Dallas. What do you think that means for Bob Stoops as a coach moving forward? I don't know if he'll be in the XFL in 15 years. Do you think he's looking to get back into the college game somewhere or as an NFL coach or coordinator? What do you think is the perhaps next move for Bob Stoops?
Oh, I think his next move is back to the golf course. If he really wanted to coach big time, full time football, he could have had any number of jobs, including Florida State. Florida State sort of announced him as their coach without even really talking to him, I think. So all kinds of people would hire Bob Stoops, but he doesn't want a 24/7, 365 football job. He doesn't want to get called at 2 a.m. To be told about some player's problems. He doesn't want to have to get on a private plane and, you know, fly to, you know, Chico, California and try to talk a wide receiver into coming to Norman, Oklahoma. He got tired of that. Coaching in the XFL is sort of a lark, a part-time job, a way to be in a locker room with a bunch of guys trying to win a football game. And he misses that. You know, the acid test is this. You know, I watched that first XFL game. It wasn't bad football, except for the quarterbacking. Wasn't much quarterbacking going on. But it also was a little bit, low stakes. Not Mickey Mouse, but not real high caliber operations. You know, everything is first class with Oklahoma football. Does he enjoy just coaching football enough to put up with sort of, you know, you coach at a place like Oklahoma for 18 years, you get used to pretty high quality stuff. Can he sort of stand a minor league football operation? If he can, I think he'll coach the XFL maybe for a while. If it really doesn't suit him, I could see him bailing after 1 year. But if he does, I don't think it's because he's going to go coach Notre Dame or the Los Angeles Chargers. I think he's through with the stresses of full-time football.
Barry Trammell, our guest from the Daily Oklahoman. I wanted to get into basketball a little bit, college basketball. Ask you about Oklahoma. They've won a couple of games in a row. They're 6-5 now in the conference. They have KU and Baylor coming up, though, in the next two games. Your thoughts on Lon Kruger and his future there, and then Mike Boynton and Oklahoma State. And they've kind of gone in a pretty bad direction this year.
Yeah, you know, the Kruger, Lonnie's got himself a pretty good team. They scored 90 points on Iowa State last night, six players in double figures. And if I read the bylaws right, any team that can do that in this college basketball season, I think gets an automatic bye to the round of 32
in
the NCAA tournament.
90's pretty good.
Yeah, you score 90 points, and I think it's automatic inclusion in the Naismith Hall of Fame because this is a league where first one to 55 wins. You know, I watched the Jayhawks last night. And, they beat West Virginia 58-49, and that's two of the three best teams in the league. Just a defensive game. But, you know, Lonnie's got some scores. He's got a pretty good team. I said they're going to make the NCAA tournament. Kruger does a great job. Oklahoma's about to make the NCAA tournament for the seventh time in 8 years. And we think, well, you know, that's pretty good. Well, it's not only pretty good, it's really good. KU, Villanova, Michigan State, North Carolina, and Duke. Those are the only schools that at the end of this season are going to be 8-for-8 in the last 8 years, making the NCAA. And the Sooners are right behind that list, 7-for-8. So he's done a very good job. They're not a great team. They're not going to go deep in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, they won a game last year, beat Ole Miss, and then played Virginia halfway tough in the round of 32. I think they might do the same thing this year. Down at Stillwater, disappointing season. I've never seen a preseason NIT team fall apart. Like, you know, the Cowboys won the preseason NIT. They routed Ole Miss, and they routed Syracuse. And Ole Miss had whacked Penn State in the semifinals. Now Penn State's ranked like 13th. And the Cowboys were the class of the field by a long shot. And it's just falling apart on them. And they beat K-State the other night to get into a tie for ninth. But it's just not a very good team. They got the nation's number one or number two recruit, Cade Cunningham, coming in the offseason. So that'll be sort of the big test for Mike Boynton. If he can get things going with Cunningham, then, you know, all will be forgiven. But if not, you know, you have to say this isn't working at a school that's still – sort of views itself as a basketball school, even though we're getting far removed from OSU basketball success. You guys want to take a guess at the last season OSU won a game in the NCAA tournament?
I'll go 2006-07.
2010-11.
All right. Right in the middle. 09.
Wow.
They won in the 09. So it's been 11 years since they won in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, that's a long list of teams have won in the last 11 years, and OSU is not on the list. So
that's amazing.
We're getting further and further from the Eddie Sutton glory days.
Barry, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Hey, see you guys later.
All right, there's Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman. I guess I did sell Oklahoma a little short. I kind of gave up on them, having watched their game at K-State when they were awful, but they've been okay since then.
They've been better. They're still... they're on the inside, but can't make many wrong moves from here.
They'd lost to Iowa State by 13 earlier in the season in Ames, and then last night beat them 90-61. So I guess Oklahoma's a little better than I thought they were.
Yeah, they're improving. How's Austin Reeves been doing?
He's doing okay. I had 12 points last night. So there you go, a little Barry Trammell for you. When we return, we'll have Joanna Chadwick. But first, you want to see Kiss and their End of the Road World Tour at IntrustBank Arena on Wednesday, February 19th? We got it for you. 869-1240. Be caller number 3 to win a pair of tickets for Kiss. That's coming up next Wednesday. All from the station and the show that loves to rock and roll all night. And boy, do we party every day. The Drive on Sports Radio KFH. Me and the boys are playing.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.